3, but
yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's like I said, it's winding down. So,
yeah.
That game at Freeport's is going to be at Sycamore. It's supposed to, is scheduled for 1 o'clock. The Prairie Ridge Burlington Central game is at 10 a.m. And that show, you know, we were talking about conferences before we come on the air because that's one of my things I enjoy doing.
Right.
And Burlington Central playing Prairie Ridge. Burlington Central is a big, big northern school.
Right.
And they, I guess they're still getting bigger.
Right.
And, the reason I bring that up is Northern Illinois Big 12, who lost Dixon and is going to probably lose Streeter. Burlington Central has been mentioned. They did write me back and said, no, we're not looking at that. We're happy in the Big Northern.
Right.
But there's some other names tossed around there.
Right.
And we were talking, it's football.
Yeah. That's all it is football.
Yeah.
You got to be competitive in football.
Unless you're getting your socks knocked off every contest and every sport you play, you know.
Right.
I know schools that they have an all-sports trophy. When you're number 10 in the all-sports trophy like 5 years in a row, it might be a good time to check stuff out.
Yeah, so. But I've always said the Nick 10 here, not that we're saying anybody's looking at doing anything, but, you know, everybody's...
They come up a lot.
Everybody's competitive in something.
Yes.
But football, there's a monopoly there.
So far.
And that's what everybody looks at is football.
Yeah, and that's the big money sport. Basketball and football are your big money sports. That's where it brings in the...
But basketball, we have some competition.
Yeah, and we've got two divisions where they can go in tournament play, too.
Right.
Split up.
But, I mean, you see Auburn and East this year. Jefferson a few years ago had a really good team. And actually Harlem, who's really good in football, isn't typically a good team in basketball. Freeport will have some good teams occasionally. You know, Belvedere had a good team this year. North a couple of years ago had a good team. So you get competition in basketball. You know, baseball, kind of see the same thing that we see in football, but, you know, we see a team like Freeport making a run. North played well this year. So you still get some competition there. The smaller sports, the track events, cross country, things like that, the girls sports, there seems to be a lot of competition, but football. Now, that's one everybody looks at, and that's a tough one right now.
And it's hard to get in Illinois because you have to win at least 5 games.
Right.
And when you're playing each other, all conference games,
well,
some people aren't going to get in.
And here's a tough thing that you look at when you say they play all conference games. And I don't remember the exact amount of years off the top of my head, but everybody looks at the Boylan win streak.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also been like 4 or 5 years, I think, since anybody has beaten Harlem or Hononega as well as Boylan outside of just those 3 teams.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's tough when you're looking at it right the last few years when you want to make the playoffs. You know, a team like Guilford, which did make it a few years there, missed it this past year. But, I mean, you don't know that you're going to have 3 losses right off the bat, but that's the way it's been the last, 4 or 5 years is, okay, you can count on 3 losses right there, which means you've only got one other game you can slip up in.
And it's getting bad when we do scores on, like, Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Wow, they were close to beating Hononega. Wow, they were close to beating Harlem.
Yeah. You know, or they gave them a game for 2.5 quarters
but they didn't
or
win.
Something. Or,
they
yeah.
didn't win, so it is tough. And you know what? Really, the Nick 10 is one of those rare conferences. You got a private school, Boylan.
Yeah.
You got 2 Yamanga-sized schools now, Hononega and Harlem.
Two that keep floating with the 7 and 8A line there.
Yes, and then you got the Belvedere split of the big school that is now 2 smaller schools.
Right.
And they're going through withdrawal.
Yeah.
How many times have we... I know I've gone on the sideline of the Belvedere-North game.
Yeah.
Wow, we were just together.
Yeah.
I've heard that millions of times. So they're going through that.
And even the Rockford schools, I know Guilford has been 7A, but they're always right at the bottom of 7A. And most of the other Rockford schools would be 6A if they made the playoffs.
Yep.
So, I mean, you kind of got these 6A schools and 5A even with Belvedere's.
And you got the 4 Rockford schools together in a group.
Right. And then Freeport's a smaller one.
And they're losing enrollment.
Yep. And then you have Boylan, who, you know, maybe from an enrollment standpoint, but that's a completely different animal. And then you got the 2 massive schools, which are almost, one of these years are probably going to be 8A.
Yeah, Harlem and Hononega, if they're not up there, right?
Harlem spent most of the year, everybody thought they were going to be an 8A, and then too many 8A schools qualified, and they got bumped down to 7, but...
Can you imagine if there are schools bigger than Hononega and Harlem, and they're big schools.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, both were talking about separating and making 2 schools before the slide came in, and like about 3 or 4 years ago, right after poor Belvedere split.
Yeah.
And I'm not picking on Belvedere. It's just been tough for them. It's been a tough haul for their athletics and stuff like that. Their numbers were down in football this year.
Right.
But then they go over and play Canelan, a school their size.
Right.
Who goes to the one game away from state. And almost knocked him off at Canelan.
Belvedere had him on the ropes.
Yes, and I was at that game.
Yeah.
And they were just as good as Canelan.
Yeah.
But it was that 5A too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They were right there.
Yeah, you figure they're playing 2 classes up. yeah. you know, for a lot of the season. And then, yeah, they get to drop down to somebody their size, and you find out, you know, they're actually a pretty good football team.
Yes.
Just playing teams that were a lot bigger than them, a lot more depth. And we noticed it a lot.
Yes.
You know, I remember that the Boylan game, and I think Belvedere had a few kids hurt that game.
Yep.
And things like that. I mean, Belvedere only had like 27 kids dressed.
Was it the Guilford game, too? I said Guilford game when they played Guilford.
Yeah.
And if it wouldn't have been the coaches, it would have been a lonely sideline over there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they'd go out there with maybe 27 kids dressed, and, you know, you play a team like Boylan who has 22 full starters, because a lot of schools around here play kids on both sides of the ball. You know, Boylan might have some kids that play both sides, but they start, you know, 22 full full starting lineup there, and then plus another, you know, probably 12, 14 kids that come out and play on a regular basis, you know, so they're playing, you know, 36, 37 kids out there, you know, which is more than the other teams even dressing, let alone, you know, all the other kids that can bring in later if somebody gets hurt. And
when you start looking for the band members, can any of you guys throw the ball or run? Well, we may need to use you. But it has really been some unique circumstances that have probably caused some, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but the talk is a lot more than it was when I first, when we first started following the Nick 10, when it went to the Nick 10, because of the change. And had Hanamiga and Harlem split, I don't think we'd be talking like this now.
No, no.
I think everybody would have been happy. It had been a big conference. It had a lot of scheduling opportunities.
Right.
But the Northern Illinois Big 12 wants to go to 16 now. They're at 14. They're going to lose two. And a couple of schools, Freeport and the two Belvederes, get mentioned a lot.
Got to find schools from somewhere.
Yep. And also, if Fox Valley is going to lose probably another school, they've already lost one school. Johnsburg is going back to the Big Northern.
Yep.
So they're going to be down two schools. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You know, I love athletics, and I love high school sports, and I love athletic directors. But when it comes to sports, it's not like academics. Academics, they'll work with you. Each other will work with each other.
Yeah.
They don't want to tell you nothing about conferences.
No, not at all.
So we could see something actually happen.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to happen, but the talk's out there.
It is.
And we've even done some things to kind of, you know, speculate on what's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, we talked about some things with the Rockford City Schools.
Right.
And we've mentioned it. But now the programs seem to be on the uplift.
They do seem to be on
the new turf fields ought to help.
Yep.
And
a lot of good coaches. And
But when schools get bigger.
Yeah.
And we're lucky in this state, there's not a lot of cry out about public versus private.
Right.
Some states, that's nasty. I mean, it's really bad.
Yeah.
There's, in Ohio, there's one conference that's actually boycotting a school. Won't even schedule them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nasty. You know, name calling and stuff. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that felt good, didn't it?
I did.
We got that out. You think we'll be right at all?
Yeah, who knows?
Coming to pull the trigger is a lot tougher than
trying
doing
to
it.
Predict a conference thing. No. You're probably not going to be right at all.
Yeah. Look at Division I.
Exactly.
They're not done. Those boys aren't. That main thing with that is football and money in college. That's easy to do. So, Tom over there. Hi, Tom. How are you doing? You doing good?